It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
There you go.
Three, two.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Yes, I hear you.
Number five.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has outlined his ideas to combat climate change.
Oh, because Inslee is out of the race now, the Washington governor, who was all about climate change. He's taken over.
As Inslee himself said, we had a good run. Right, Kev?
Had a good run.
All right. He announced a $16.3 trillion plan to take on what he considers to be a national emergency. He's been pushing Medicare for all, also put a great deal of emphasis on climate change now.
This is a crisis that calls out for strong international cooperation, and that is exactly the kind of leadership that I will provide as President of the United States. It is no secret that we must transition away from fossil fuel, period, end of discussion. We will ban fracking and mountaintop removal coal mining. We will immediately end all new and existing fossil fuel extraction on federal public lands.
Has he ever seen a Trump rally? I mean, this
why,
is the exact
comparing them?
Opposite of what, you know, like at a Trump rally, it's like, we're going to have more fracking. We're going to frack human beings and liberals. Yeah!
He put a former coal lobbyist in charge of the EPA.
Right, exactly.
I mean, this is what happened.
And he's got thousands of people screaming, "Yay! Kill them all! Shoot them!" And Bernie's got 12 people going, "Let's get rid of the top of the mountain coal mining." Not exactly.
I think people care about it.
Jay Inslee will tell you, not a winning subject.
We had a good run.
Jay Inslee.
But you're right. That's exactly what he's doing here. He's did because he figures he can grab a couple extra tenths of a point.
0.2%
Jay Inslee's guys.
Had. Yeah. Every little bit counts.
If he gets 80% of the 0.2%, that means he'll be up by 1.6%, which will be good. He'll take that.
It's an important issue. I just think it ranks lower than a lot of the other issues when it comes to how people decide to vote.
Yeah, I don't think there are enough single issue environmental voters yet. It's funny, you'd think there would be, but there aren't. Not a great.
Meanwhile, the rainforest burns, but don't worry about it.
Okay. What am I supposed to do about it? What am I going to
do? Well, Bernie will do something about it. That's what he's trying to say.
He's getting the Pacific Northwest vote for sure. It's a huge thing. Huge thing over there. I'm pretty sure that's why Inslee was really just pushing that the whole time.
Right. True. But that's Washington and Oregon aren't going to win you the.
Oh, I know.
California, Washington, Oregon aren't going to win the whole thing. I mean, look, Hillary got them all. Didn't do anything for her.
What they would like to say, though, very sincerely, is that they cannot travel to Washington or Portland, Oregon. Because the time change affects my bowel movements.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. Please. Oh, gee.
But they would like to maybe join them on the Skype.
All right. Thank you, Bernie.
How do you work this FaceTime thing?
Hold on. I'm working it out. This is like such a Michigasis thing. Hold on. I got it.
All right. Are we're moving along? Yeah, we're moving
along.
Let's do it. All right.
Good. Number four.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get another memo. I'm going to be called in again.
Why?
I can just feel it. I just can feel it. William Rivera, who is a process server, said he was harassed and arrested for trying to deliver a subpoena to the Cicero town president. The story began with a lawsuit filed by Jason Gonzalez, who, unrelated to this, who tried but failed to unseat Mike Madigan. Let's just take you back through this. This is a guy who was running for, state office, right, against Mike Madigan. And he claims that he got that Madigan
ran two Hispanic candidates against him because he was going to capture the Hispanic vote, which is a majority in his district.
Right. So in June of last year, an attorney for Gonzalez hired this process server to serve Larry Dominick, the town president, to subpoena him to testify in the Madigan case. Rivera, this is all a civil case, right? Mm-hmm. So Rivera looked for Dominick at a town hall and then three Cicero residences. Because, you know, if you're the town president, you got to have the White House of Cicero.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have the Pink House of Cicero. And then, you know, whatever it is, you got to have three places.
Mm-hmm.
So then this happened.
You looked for him at Cicero Town Hall. Was he there?
No.
You looked at three houses. Did you find him?
No.
2 days later, you go to another house.
Yes.
And that's when you encountered the Cicero police.
Right.
They pulled you over.
Right. They searched me, the hands on top of the car, and he was talking and talking, and then he told the other two officers, the one that stopped me, he said, take him, have him arrested. And I said, what are you having me arrested for? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Is that really?
You've been served. To serve and protect.
The town, when you drive into the town of Cicero,
mm-hmm.
it's the town motto. Don't worry about it. Welcome to Cicero. Don't worry about it.
How crazy is that, though? This is law enforcement.
Right. So then they accuse this guy, the process server, of stealing a package from Larry Dominick's front yard.
One of his three houses.
Now, they not only did they accuse him of that, they held him in jail for a day and a half, and then eventually he was acquitted of this in a court. That he didn't steal a package.
He was just picking it up to look at the name to see if it was Larry Dominick's name.
Right. But here is the rub on this. They raided his home in Chicago.
What? The Cicero police went to Chicago.
That's according to WGN Investigates. This is Ben Bradley, of course, you're hearing here. Here's Ben Bradley talking to the town president, Larry Dominick.
Why did he go to the wrong house and take a package? You see it all the time on the news. People are stealing packages. Just because he's a process server don't mean he's above the law.
Hey, you guys really take package theft seriously in Cicero.
We take everything serious. That's why our crime is so low lately.
Have a few problems in government that need to be looked into, it sounds like. You can't have, I mean, the town president is not above the law either, which is the issue.
That's a good point.
Here.
That's a good point. Wait, there's more.
You're honestly telling me seven cops arresting a process server,
it's not my
trying
department.
To serve the town president. No coincidence there?
None.
Your cops supposedly told him that the town president can't be served.
That's not true.
That's not true
at all. Yeah. Everyone knows I could be served.
You play no role in Mike Madigan's machine.
No, he's much more powerful than me. What do I have to do with it? He's a friend of mine, but I have nothing to do with Mike Madigan's machine. All he had to do is come to my house. I sit on the porch every night and smoke a cigar. So if he came to the right house, he would have got me.
The right house? You have three houses. Well, why wouldn't you find the town president in the president's, like, the city hall, right? You wouldn't find him there?
Even in Cicero, where you live is like the shell game.
It's
you know, like you're kind of moving it around.
House?
You got to go, which one is it? I always tell this story, and this is true. This is a number of years ago. I was with a Chicago politician. We were at a sporting event, and we're walking into our seats, and he's introducing me as we're walking to our seats to all these guys from Cicero. There was the town treasurer, and this is the chief of police, and this is the first deputy superintendent of police, and this is the top sergeant of police. And I turned to the guy, I go, well, what happens if crime breaks out in Cicero tonight? He goes, with these guys sitting here, crime can't break out in Cicero.
Oh, gosh.
She tells you everything you need to know about the town of Cicero.
Does. I think there's more to the story, and I'm sure Ben Bradley will, WGN-TV will be on top of it.
Oh, God, it's unbelievable.
Brace yourselves, people.
The mayor. I mean, it's right out of an HBO miniseries.
Totally.
We should do that. Cicero.
Instead of The Sopranos?
Yeah.
Cicero's.
Cicero. Just a limited series. All right.
Still exists.
Be more powerful than me. What am I going to do? That's basically what I heard there.
started, too.
Of course you can serve me. I get served all the time. Restaurants, bars get served.
They locked the guy up.
For a day and a half. They locked the guy up in the Cicero jail while they raided his house. Because he's a process server.
He's not going to come. He's not from around here, is he? Not going to vote for me.
And they found what they thought was in the package, Ben reported. And yet he had a receipt for the item in his own house that he had purchased it. The whole thing. It just...
All right.
Yeah, we know what's going on there.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
All right, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
For the second day in a row, an Illinois congressman calling for impeachment of the president.
And we've got the traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 to 10 in the morning from on WGN-TV.
All right, Top 5-5 continues. I think we've worked our way to
number 3.
Matt Nagy was at training camp today, and he defended all of this kicker stuff that's going on.
Okay.
Because he got asked a lot of questions about
sure.
this.
People like, are you know, concerned.
Doing the right thing, the wrong thing, why so much? Are we going to concentrate on the kicker? We're not going to concentrate on the kicker. Is the kicker that important? Why should you score more points? Then we don't have to worry about the kicker. Blah, 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 blah.
It's how do you respond to it? So yesterday, you know, he was, I think, 7 for 8. And after his miss, he came back and he made it. And, you know, it's in practice. It's not a game. But there's a lot of evidence out there with a lot of different kickers in the history. I'm not talking about the last 2 or 3 years. I'm talking about in the history that have come out and struggled early on and been Hall of Fame kickers and Pro Bowl kickers currently. So we keep that in mind. Remember what I told you before is it's really easy in Chicago as a head coach of Chicago Bears, as a fan of Chicago Bears, as the media of Chicago Bears, as a team of Chicago Bears, it's really easy for us to just destroy every missed kick. And I think we have to keep those things in a little bit of perspective and not get too crazy over a missed kick here or there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Does that make you feel better?
Not in the least. Yes, we're going to get crazy about it because we got PTSD. We got KTSD.
Kicker
traumatic stress disorder.
Post-traumatic kicker disorder, probably.
Whatever.
PTKD.
Same. Thank you very much.
Sure. So, I just want us to remember that because I think we'll need to use that at some point again in the future.
Because we got it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we have the stress reaction to it, but we do. We do. We have a stress reaction. What are we going to do? What do you want me to do about it? I didn't make this up.
It's called double doink-itis.
Yeah. Hey, I don't need to hear from you.
Packer fan.
Papa!
Checking in at
number 2.
So earlier in the summer, Breaking Bad stars Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul had the internet going nuts when they were pictures of them hanging out together and on what appeared to be a set. But it turns out that the photos were to promote their new mezcal company. But now Bob Odenkirk, of course, who is Saul, right? Yes, Saul. Mm-hmm. Says that, in fact, there may be an upcoming movie in the works.
I've heard so many different things about it, but I am excited about the Breaking Bad movie. I can't wait to see it. I don't know what people know or don't know.
Right.
I find it hard to believe you don't know it was shot. They did it. You know what I mean? Like, how is that a secret? But it is. They've done an amazing job of keeping it a secret.
So
what?
How is this possible, though? I mean, what? Bryan Cranston's got to be a prequel if he's in it, right? Or if it's a sequel, then the viewers of the fans of the original Breaking Bad, it's a little confusing to them.
Plus, how could it be a prequel? Because that's when he was just your average everyday teacher. Like, what? There would be no. I don't understand what a prequel could be to the whole story.
Maybe it's neither.
Maybe it's neither.
But what? They filmed a movie?
There you go.
Reminder for fans of the show, in the final episode, you never see him die.
That's true.
All right. Spoiler alert.
Number 1.
All right, our sonic genius, Brian Altimer, who composes this every day.
Every day.
Top 5 at 5. Put some things in that are just for him. So here we go. Here's one of them. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl surprised the crowd at the Hackney Moth Club in London, where he crashed the party and performed Foo Fighter jams with, I cannot believe this, I cannot believe this, Rick Astley.
Woo! Never gonna make you cry, never gonna tell a lie, and hurt you. We've known each other.
No. I can't.
We can just really never escape that song.
No, we on the show cannot. I just want to say that we have all now been Rick-rolled.
The top five at five.